Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Getting It Done. And I'm your host, Dr. Walter Dean. This week, we are in the process of looking at some of the greatest jazz guitarists who ever lived. So far, for the next 3 weeks, there will be just a few guitar players that I will be playing and telling you a little bit about their lives. People like Barney Kessel, Charlie Byrd, George Benson, Rob Lowe, Earl Klugh, Sal Salvador, and last but not least, one of the very first was Charlie Christian. Today, we're going to look at Joe Pass. And then, of course, another great, great guitarist by the name of Kenny Burrell. First, let me tell you just a little bit about Joe Pass. The gentleman actually that I found about, the things that I found about Joe Pass are really extremely interesting. He was born in the year of 1929 in New Jersey, New Brunswick, New Jersey. Passed on at the age of 65. Yeah, he stopped playing guitar, became very active in playing guitar in 1943 up to 1994 when he passed on. He lived in Pennsylvania for a while, and he received his first guitar, a Harmony, on his ninth birthday. And his father recognized early that his son had a little something happening and pushed him to learn tunes by ear. So I'm not going to continue to run my mouth. I think it might be appropriate for us to listen a little bit to what this man, who I think is one of the, he played with one of the great jazz pianists of all time, and that was Oscar Peterson. So if I'm talking to you, let's listen to something that this man did. Thank you.
was very, very interesting. That sound that was given there, but we weren't listening to the great Joe Pass playing the bass, because he played the guitar. And I just felt it would be insidious for us to continue to listen to Richard Reed, who's a great, great bass player. But I'm trying to feature Joe Pass. And I can't feature Joe Pass by listening to Richard Reed. Let me tell you a little bit more about Joe Pass, and then we'll come back and listen to some more stuff that he did. As early as 14, Pass started getting jobs performing, and he played with bands led by Tony Pastor as well as Charlie Barnett. The Charlie Barnett that played with Glenn Miller. Honoring his guitar skills while learning about the music business, he began traveling with small jazz groups and moved from Pennsylvania to New York City. And in a few years, he developed a heroin addiction and spent much of the 1950s in prison. So many of our jazz musicians get caught up in that, different forms of drugs. And Pass was one of those, as was Miles last week, our featured guest, who was able to overcome a lot of that. He emerged from auditions through a 2.5 year stay and then going through some rehabilitation programs. So, without any further ado, we're going to go back to listen to some Pass playing by himself, as opposed to hearing him play with somebody else. Thank you.
Fantastic sound from a man better known as one of the smoothest guitar players around. And this song actually took place, I think it took place just after he came out of the drug scene, but he wasted something like about 8 or 9 years. Here's Joe Pass again, playing for and playing with the great Ella Fitzgerald.
Baby, bin ich nicht gut zu dir. Joe Pass begleitet auf der Gitarre.
What makes me treat you the way that I do? Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? There's nothing in this wide world too good for a boy that's good and true. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? I bought you a fur coat for Christmas, a diamond ring, Cadillac car and everything. Love makes me treat you the way that I do. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? I bought you a fur coat for Christmas, a diamond ring, gas and everything. Love makes me treat you the way that I do. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? Gee, baby, ain't I good to you?
Joe Pass, the only two of them performing together, just two people performing. We're going to continue with Joe Pass because I want to get him in and let you hear as much as you possibly can. And so that was Joe Pass with Ella Fitzgerald, Baby Ain't I Good to You. And here's Joe Pass playing something I always love to hear him play called The Gentle Rain. Looks like we're going to have a hard time getting him up for the gentle rain. Oh, here it comes. It's one of these situations you need to deal with cards. This is a young Joe Pass, by the way. Thank you.
Joe Pass, Gentle, the of the Rain. He was at that particular time had just finished drug rehab. He was 32 years old. The Gentle Rain by Joe Pass. Great, great guitarist. And we're going to play one more song of his if we can squeeze it in before it's time to move on to Kenny Burrell. And this one is called Sultry. And I always thought that his playing of this song was when he is in his 40s. It's one that I think is really great. So here is he, now a mature, grown man.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Joe Pass playing Sultry. Fantastic song. We still have a few minutes left before we can be going on to the next, actually, great guitar player. Excuse me. And so we have enough time to do one that I've never heard, except for me listening and preying it before doing the show. It's called Seventh. And Joe Pass does that, and at this time he's now in his 50s. Here's Joe Pass. Baseline, best played plans of mice and men. Well, I'm telling you. It's wonderful how you try to click stuff up and it won't come. And it keeps on going around. Let's try offbeat then. Yeah, well, it came up, but it came up a little late. I really found to be sort of fascinating how some songs will be ready and some songs will not. Here is Joe Pass doing How High the Moon. Was called Offbeat, and I changed my mind. Instead of going on to Kenny Burrell, I really want to allow you the opportunity to hear how he could stretch out. And here's a song that goes on for a period of time, which features Oscar Peterson, who he's played most of his career with. And I think I need to pull that up, mainly because Oscar didn't pay a lot of attention to Pass's problems with drugs and kept Pass right in line with what he needed to do. And they, in fact, Oscar said that one of the great thrills he has ever had was playing with Joe Pass. And hopefully I can pull it up, but I don't know why my computer will not cooperate with me. And if it doesn't, I'll just move on to something else because I haven't got time for this nonsense. It's not him with Oscar Peterson. Him playing the blues, and that's not what I want, but I'm going to go on and play something here, which I like, the song I like by
Wes Montgomery. He's a jazz guitarist. And hopefully this will come up and play. It's a song that not too many people have had an opportunity to really hear him do. But this computer of mine is just playing games with me. Won't allow it to happen. So what I'm going to do, because of this situation, I'm going to go ahead and talk to you a little bit about Kenny Burrell. And because the music comes up, it comes up. But I want to tell you a little bit about another jazz guitarist. I'll turn it down so we can get on with me talking about this other person. Kenny Burrell was born in 1931, and he was born in July of 31, and his years of activity go all the way back to 1951. That's when he presently started getting underway. But he was born in Detroit, Michigan, and what was so remarkable about him as a American jazz guitarist, he was known for his work in the Blue Note label for collaborations with the great Jimmy Smith, who played organ. And one of the things that I really loved to hear him when he was playing what was one album called The Sermon. But he was cited for his guitar, which sounded a lot like Charlie Christian. But now, to go one step further, Burrell was born, and he began playing the guitar at age 12. He went on to study composition and theory with the great classical guitarist Joe Farah, while a student at Wayne State University, which is a black institution, and he made his recording debut as a member of Dizzy Gillespie's sextet in 1951. And so I'm going to get out of here and see if I can pull up something by Kenny Burrell. Okay, let's see what happens here. Oh, well, they got me caught in between some music. So that won't work. So let me cut this off and see if I can go back and pull that up and get me out of this mess that I'm in. You know, what I find so remarkable about having a radio program, you sit down and you plan what you want to do. And even though you plan what you want to do, it doesn't work out the way you want it to work out. And so you're sitting here talking to people and not actually being able to do what you really want to do because the computer is not allowing you to do it. So basically what I'm going to do is wait for the song to conclude and see why it won't go any further. And I think I'll close it off like that and see if I can pull up Kenny Burrell right here and see what will happen now.
Or post on Facebook. It's all in fun. We'll see.
Maybe I need to have this cleaned out or something. It'll probably come up. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Kenny Burrell from an album called Blue Lights. The people who were with him, Lewis Smith, Junior Cook, Tina Brooks, Duke Jordan, Bobby Timmons on piano, of course, Sam Jones on the drums, Art Blakely on the drums also. And that was a Blue Note number volume one. You didn't get a chance to hear too much of Kenny Burrell, and hopefully you will get a chance to hear a little bit of him now. I'm pulling up an album that he did. Kenny
played mostly with a lot of different groups. And the idea of him playing with somebody else, playing by himself, here he is with Kenny Burrell, with Art Blakey, one of the greatest jazz drummers of all time. So interesting how this thing decides to cut off when it wants to. Let's see if I can pull something else up, because evidently I'm having a problem with this one. And he just won't allow me to, just won't let me do. You know, what I find so very interesting about most of this is that computers sometimes work very, very sensitively. And here it is, over and let's see if it cuts off again.
Thank you.
I'm surprised that we were able to get through anything by Kenny Burrell as well as Joe Pass. I can't understand why this computer decided to act like this during the weekday. It's still a problem. It acts normal. But let me tell you a little bit before I end this program and tell you a little bit about next week. I don't know for a fact that I will be doing the show next week because I will be away, but let's hope and pray that it does happen. And if it does, I will be forecasting it to you in the normal way. In any event, one thing about Kenny Burrell, when you compare him with Joe Pass played a complete guitar. He played his chords as well as a lot of improvisations, but also things that were very strong. Kenny Burrell was more of a light guitar player and played single notes. Every now and then he played chords. But both were very strong in command of their musical instrument. So next week we're going to do something, I think, hopefully, by just looking at my calendar, if I'm able to do it, we're going to do something by Sal Salvador and Barney Kessel. And if we can't get Sal Salvador, we'll do Charlie Byrd, who did a lot of Latin stuff. But we're going to chill out and leave you with some music as we conclude. This is Cannonball Adderley and Bill Evans, if we can ever get it to play. We never know what's going to happen as it works out. Sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't. So we're going to say thank you for very much for listening to what I was doing, and hopefully you will have appreciated what took place today. This is Getting It Done with your host, Dr. Walter Dean. Have a nice day, people.